You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Congress is currently ironing out their differences on a tax overhaul. One of the differences in the two versions with local implications has to do with mortgages. To learn more, I'm joined by reporter Wyatt Orm. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So how are these two versions different as far as mortgages?
The Senate version doesn't really touch the mortgage deductions. So right now, if you have a mortgage for $1 million or less, you can deduct the interest that you pay when you sit down and do your taxes. It's the House plan that chops that $1 million in half. So people with mortgages over $500,000 would not be able to deduct that interest should the House plan be adopted into law.
So who would that affect here?
Yeah, we're not really talking about the super rich. We're not talking about people buying luxury ranches. Apparently, more often than not, those people are paying cash. And this probably isn't really affecting service workers. But basically, if your mortgage is more than $500,000, you won't be able to write off something you're accustomed to writing off.
Is that a lot of people?
In Colorado, statewide, it's not. The Denver Post recently reported that only 5% of new mortgages and refinanced home loans, 5% of those issued this year were for over $500,000.
That being said, we live in a pretty expensive place, obviously.
We definitely do. And I looked at Zillow.com, and I found that the median price of a house currently listed in Basalt is $830,000.
Wow.
In resort communities, in smaller markets, medians can be deceptive because we don't have a lot of houses. But nonetheless, I mean, it's no secret that it can be tough to buy a home here.
What impact would this have on the local real estate market as a whole?
So I spoke to several realtors. One thing they were concerned about was, you know, basically giving people a reason to not buy a home. Another thing that we could see more immediately is that home prices could go down. The National Association of Realtors, who has spoken out strongly against the bill, have said that values could go down as much as $35,000 for the typical homeowner. This is a nationwide figure. It's unclear what that figure could be here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
All right, we'll keep our eye on Washington. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That's Wyatt Orm talking about how the House tax plan could affect Valley residents. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.